You mentioned the number of sentinel nodes. Can you talk about what we know from the literature in terms of how many nodes people generally remove? What about breast surgeon specialists and how that correlates with false negativity?
Well, the average number of sentinel nodes sits around 2.3 in most big studies. So if you are routinely removing 7, 8, 9, 10 nodes as quote unquote sentinel nodes, you're doing a low axillary dissection, not a sentinel node biopsy. In terms of looking at correlations with false negative rates, there is certainly a correlation with volume of procedures done. That's been seen in multiple studies and was seen again in the American College of Surgeons Z10 trial, where number of patients entered into the trial correlated with false negative rates. I'm not aware of breast surgeon specialists specifically in terms of false negative sentinel node rates, although there have been some studies that have looked at breast cancer outcomes with people designated as breast specialists, either by virtue of belonging to the Society of Surgical Oncology or self-designated specialists, that have shown improved survival in that circumstance. Whether that's independent of volume, I think we don't absolutely know for sure.
How many sentinel nodes do you generally end up removing?
A couple. I mean, I'm always surprised. Occasionally, I have the patient who has four or five blue nodes, and if they're there and they're blue, I will take them out because I think you don't know which one is the one you're interested in.
When a patient asks you, what do you believe your false negative rate is, how do you respond?
Well, I personally documented my false negative rate back when I was learning how to do this a number of years ago because we did it on a protocol as part of a trial where we completed axillary dissection. And at that point in time, my false negative rate was 5%. I've now done many hundreds of these things in the interval, and I would anticipate that it's considerably lower than that at this point in time.